Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Okay, I want to look at this healthy decision-making assessment that you have in the book, and love to have you just walk through these questions and talk about maybe, Pete, how you used to process some of these decisions compared to how you process them now. What changed for you? So here's the first question. My planning and my decision-making process consistently demonstrate my belief that discernment of and doing God's will are among my most important tasks as a leader. How did that used to rate for you, and how are you now?
Yeah, I think, again, you know, this book on planning a decision on emotional leadership, one of the things we do every single day is we make decisions, we make plans. And I think standard way that Christians make decisions is we define success as bigger, better, faster, you know, very narrowly. And I think I did too. I mean, I'm just thinking, okay, I got to, you know, reach more people for Christ and, you know, grow the church and ministry. And, you know, there's God's, you know, God's into numbers, and the whole book called Numbers, but the Bible's definition of success, for example, is much larger than that. And that's a very narrow, and again, a very American definition of success. I think very often we make decisions, standard Christian folk, most folks I know as Christians, we just make decisions without God. We just, like, you know, we just go. We just think about it. What's pros and cons? What looks best? So we make a decision. I think we take a lot of actions without God. I did as a pastor leader, and then I think very often we just violate God's limits. We don't even think about limits. So that's to me a standard Christian decision-making. And I think we think limits are something to be overcome, and we just go all out for God. That is, again, I think a narrow, not fully biblical understanding of, you know, decision-making. Because I don't know if you want to take what I would call a more biblical or emotionally healthy planning and decision-making process. Do you want to take those one by one? Would you like to do that?
Yes, and I just was thinking as you're talking, so now you get a sense if there's an opportunity before you first, is this God's will? And then what are some sustainable steps we can take? So you're seeking wisdom both on God's will and your limits. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, I think, first of all, you have to define what is success. I mean, success is becoming the person God's called you to become and doing what God's called you to do, period. So success is doing God's will for you. And so that's going to depend on so many factors, you know. Bigger is not always better. I mean, Jesus was offered all the kings of this world immediate numbers and success. In the wilderness, but that was not the Father's will for him. Although, yes, God wanted to save the world, but that was not God's way to do it. And so it was really to go have 12 disciples, you know, for 3 years. It didn't look very successful. I was to invest in a few. And so whether you're in Saudi Arabia as a missionary, or you're a student, or you're pastoring a church, or you're a lawyer, what is success for you? Well, number one, you got to be, like, paying attention. What is God's will for you in this context? God's giving you a special needs child, for example, and or you're caring for an aged parent. How you define success in the midst of your life is going to be different than, you know, someone else who God's put maybe as a celebrity. God's given a big platform for. So I think we just assume that bigger is better. That's a wrong assumption. No, it's hearing God, and what does that look like? So even for you and your radio station, what is success? It's not simply bigger. It may have some, there's quality issues as well. So that's number one, radically defining as doing God's will. I think that's a big thing, because it doesn't mean it looks so good on the outside.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.